Well, Jim Bentley, a 1-1 draw with Exeter, and it looked like it was going to be 3 points at one stage.
It did, and unfortunately we couldn't hold out. I think, you know, they got all over the second half. The wind machine's been turned up. They've overcommitted and pushed players forward. Any clearance that we made under pressure seemed to come back. And they've camped in our half for large periods, but I thought we defended really well. You know, we've limited them, although they've had a lot of possession second half, we've limited them, you know, as good as we could. And having said that, we hit them on the break quite a few times, so we had good opportunities. You know, Jamie Devitt had a good one to make it 2-0. I was just hoping if we get that second goal, I thought we, you know, it would have been the game, set and match. I thought that would have drained the life out of them and the crowd as well. But while it's 1-0, they're still in the game and they're taking chances. You know, these things happen. We just couldn't put it to bed. We had good opportunities from a couple of set players as well. But they got the goal, just a little lapse of, you know, concentration, because I thought defensively we were excellent. I thought our communication was good. The shape that we'd worked on, how to stop them, was good. We frustrated them. We nicked the ball off them in the middle third and even higher up the pitch, and we hit them on the break a few times and created good opportunities, as I say. But we just had that little switch off at the end where one stepped up and one's dropped in. He's played the lad on side and he's put it away. So, you know, we're playing against the form side in the league. They're doing well of late. They've got good players. You know, looking at the squad and what they may be, you know, they might go from stem to stem because they've got the money for the Grimes sale. And, you know, I think these will be a force next season. So, on that evidence and who we're coming up against today, we'll take a point and we'll move on. And hopefully we can back our good away form up now with a... And switch it into our home form, you know, and no better team to do it against the Nachinson next Friday, so hopefully we can do that. But it's a decent enough point today, and I'm pleased that we get the fans who travelled down, you know, something to cheer about. And I thought we played some good stuff at times and created chances. Another day we would have won the game, but as I say, we take a point, we move on.
The highlight of the day, in many ways, was a goal for Aaron McGowan. He took it so well for a young lad.
He did, yeah, and, you know, we talk about getting wing-backs higher up the pitch and affecting the final third. I thought it was a superb goal. You know, it started with Lawrence Wilson on the bottom left hand, you know, in their half on the touchline. He nutmegged Tom McCready. Some great combination from Fleming, Wildig, Devitt, Redshaw. I thought right throughout the day they looked threatening, them four. And we switched the play out to the right side, and Aaron got into the box and he's put it in the back of the net. So great. You know, it's been a big game for him today. It's his, I think it's his first full 90 minutes as well. He was cramping up a little bit at the end. They pushed Lee Holmes right up against him. He had some 1v1 defending to do, which he did well. You know, when he dug in right to the end like they all did. So, great for him. You know, Sean Billy went downhill yesterday morning, so he didn't travel. So I pulled him on the coach, told him he was playing. He knows his roles and responsibilities, and he carried them out today as we wanted, defensively, offensively, as the group did. So, you know, superb goal for him, and, you know, doing the world a good.
Strength of this club, maybe, is that you're allowed to bring players like Aaron on. Other teams may go and get loan signings at this stage of the year. You want to stick with someone like Aaron and he pays you back?
Yeah, I think Aaron's a little bit unfortunate because we do want to push him on, but I think all Morecambe fans will agree Sean Bealey's been in our top two or three performers all year. He's a great right back, but so is Aaron McGowan. You know, what we need now is another one on the other side to go with Lawrence Wilson. You know, that's what having a squad's about. But, you know, I've seen, you know, look, I'm not going to go into other clubs' details, but a lot of them are throwing quite a lot of money at the situation. But I think what we're looking to do medium long term is improve our youth system. You know, Stewie Drummond's getting hold of that now, and Neil Wainwright and Dickie Danson, and we're blessed with the ECCC system and the college system, and we've got some good young players in the ranks. Adam McGowan's come through that. Other clubs probably look at it and say, you know, an 18-year-old, is he ready? We've pushed him a couple of times this season, he's done himself no harm, so I'm pleased for him, and hopefully we'll get more through the ranks over the coming years, and he could be the first of many from this era, if so to speak. But, you know, he's got a little bit of everything, Aaron. He's tenacious, he's good with the ball, he's strong in the air, he's robust 1v1, he can get forward, he can finish like he's proven today, he can affect the final third. So I'm pleased for him. It's a big day for him. I'm looking at him now getting interviewed and cameras in his face and things like that. So hopefully he'll have more days like that, and hopefully we'll get more young players into the system. So great.
And just one defeat in nine away from home, it's tremendous, really.
It is, and I was looking, you know, I think we don't really get the credit we deserve. I think, well, you know yourself, Derek, looking at that Carlisle game yesterday on the coach coming down, I thought we played some good stuff. I think what's happened, we've been a little bit of a victim of our own success. We beat Luton, everyone's looking at the playoffs, and then bang, in the space of 5 days, we lost two home games, which, yeah, I accept our home form hasn't been good enough, and it's very frustrating, but... you know, everyone's sort of turned a little, well, not everyone, a couple of, you know, 2% have turned a little bit negative, and it's got a little bit of a negative edge to things, but there's a lot to be positive about with this football club, and, you know, the future's bright. You know, Adam McGowan, one little bright spark today there, you know, and we've got other good things to be pleased about. You know, I'd certainly swap where we are at the minute, and the likes of Tramier or Cheltenham or someone like that, you know, we've never... three or four weeks we've been out the top half. The rest of the time we've been in the top half. We've been battling. We've had a little vision of getting into them playoffs. But for one reason or another, we haven't got there. But we're certainly giving our all. We're certainly giving our all in the remaining seven games. But, you know, away from home, we've been great. In Northampton, we were excellent second half. We really took the game to them. You know, Chris Wilder, we know very well, said we were probably the toughest team they'd played in the last couple of months at their place. We were excellent at Oxford. Just couldn't hold out. Good stuff today. Superb, certainly for 40, 45 minutes against Luton. You know, went away to Newport, they were a playoff side and won 1-0, and we limited them to probably one shot on target all game. So our away form has been superb, but, you know, it's up to me and the group to make sure that we give our home fans something to shout about on our home soil, because, you know, that's where we need to excite. And if we can play like we have done, as you say, one defeat and nine away from home now and five unbeaten, and we're creating chances and we're scoring goals, we just need to turn that into our home form. You know, nothing's different. You know, whether we meet at Morecambe High and get on a coach and arrive at the ground, something different is to try and, you know, break the cycle. But as I say, we've lost the last four at home, which is disappointing, but there's no better team to bounce back against than Atkinson Stanley at home, because there's been a bit of history and we haven't got a good record against them, and I think it's time, you know, we get one back on them. So hopefully we can do that Friday and take our good away form into our home form.